now, or I will have to shoot you down.
I said, stop! I won't warn you again. Stop now. This is your final warning. Surrender now. Drop to your knees and put your hands on your head. I warned you.
No, this can't be. You need to survive.
God damn it! Where the hell did she go? No. I should have called for backup. Oh well, it's too late now. I've already lost her.
She won't get very far after 6 gunshots. I could just say I killed her for resisting and I won't lose my job. Now let's call that a day and let's go home.
I'm thinking, oh god, there's a lot of blood.
Well. So the city's anti-hero got herself shot and is now bleeding to death. Either join us or I will leave you to die. Your choice. What? I beg your pardon. Take you to her. My master. Why should I help you? I work with your nemesis. Why would you want to see your enemy before your death? That makes absolutely no sense at all. Are you okay up in the head?
You're not gonna back down from this, are you? Fine. I'll call her and I'll tell her we're coming. I'm in no position to argue with your ass right now.
Hello? What is it, Briggs? Well, your little nemesis has gotten herself shot. And she's not dead. What? What do you mean she's been shot? So the news report was partially true? So if she's not dead, then where is she? Oh, she's with me. We are on the way to you right now. She has requested to see you. I tried to deny it, but she insists on seeing you and doesn't seem to back down from it. Very well then. Bring her in.
Yes, madam.
Well, little hero. It looks like today is your lucky day. She said to bring your stubborn ass in. On your feet. Let's go. And pick up your feet. Don't slow me down, okay? Or I will leave you behind and tell her you die from blood loss. Unless you made it there before me. Oh, they're here. Open! Here she is, madam. Just as you requested. Good, now leave us. Lock the door behind you.
Yes, madam.
So, you wanted to see me. Why would you want my help? We're enemies. Wait, why are you standing in a red puddle? Are you still bleeding? Why did you get patched up? Are you stupid? Do you even feel how much pain you're in?
Hey! Hey, are you listening to me? Wake up! Wake up!
Briggs, get the medical team to my office right now.
Yes, madam.
No, hold on. Hang in there. Don't you dare die on me or I'll bring you back to life and kill you again. Why isn't she awake yet? She's not dead, so why isn't she awake? Oh, you're awake. You're in my lair. Why didn't I kill you? If I wanted you dead right now, you would have been by now. Why did you come to me when you were dying? You thought you would die, so you came to see me one more time in case you didn't make it? But as to why you would do that has me scratching my head. I'm sorry? What? Say that again. You love me? What? Are you sure you're all right? You sound crazy. How could you love me? I'm the villain. You're the hero. Anti-hero? What's the difference? Anti-heroes kill some people and heroes don't kill anyone. That makes a little sense. So you mean you killed some people? Yes, I didn't know you could kill anyone. Why did you do that? So you only kill if the person is too dangerous to let go, or have no other choice? That's wise. Even by my standards, you look so tired. Here, let me help you into my bed. Yes, my bed. Would you rather lay on a hard gold table or a nice soft comfy bed? I thought so. Okay, now on you go. Now it's my turn. Now I have a confession for you two. What is it? Well, I guess you'll have to find out. I love you too. Why didn't I say anything? Because I was afraid to tell you, but last month I thought you were really going to die. You almost died in surgery. They had to put you in a coma to keep you alive while you recovered. Your lips taste so good. What's your secret? No matter what, you always smell nice. Your hair is so soft. I'm happy you chose me. I wanted you for so long. So, don't ever die on me. Oh, speaking of that, while you were out, I had my technicians and engineers reconstruct your suit. I even had it upgraded. We reinforced your armor's impact. It's now bulletproof, upgraded rocket thrusters on your boots, built you better weapons, and added a sick twist. You have a rechargeable taser system in the gloves. They are able to drain electricity from anything electronic and last for up to 4 hours on a single charge. We've done a color scheme change so that you can stay dead in the city but be a new anti-hero. I have a bonus present for you. It's a new mask. You know those double-sided mirrors? The ones you can see out but not in? We use that for the lenses, which have an infrared and X-ray vision. The voice box has a setting where you can mute your voice from the outside. So, if I call you while you're spying on them, so that we can hear you but the enemy can't, you have voice changers and AI filters to hide your voice in interrogation. If you're healed enough, want to try it on? Yes? Okay, try it on. Wow, it looks good on you. It's perfect. What do you think of it? Yeah, you love it? Oh, I'm so happy for you. No, go ahead and put them away.
You still need to heal before you go out again. Good night, darling. We will go do something fun tomorrow. I promise.